I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A Syrian-born architect is channeling the hope and the sadness he sees embedded in his homeland's civil war into a series of sculptures now on view in New Milford. Think of them like magic portals, tiny architectural models transporting you directly onto Syria's streets, forcing you to look at the bombed-out buildings and homes hit by the worst of that country's civil war.
The more realistic the model is, the more engaged your viewer is.
That's Mohammed Hafez, an architect born in Syria who was raised in Saudi Arabia and educated in the U.S. He describes his work as remodeling the destruction of his homeland's civil war.
To make such work, to make it look believable and realistic, I have to immerse myself in what's going on back home. So sometimes I collapse. Sometimes I collapse looking at what I've created.
In one piece, a palatial building sits directly atop a bombed-out village, two slices of living in war-torn Syria that he bisects with a layer of dirt and rotted roots. Hafez says the architectural contrast illustrates how a dictatorship uses its force to sustain its power.
It is dark. There's nothing happy about a civil war or seeing destruction of your own nation. However, the work imbues a sort of a subtle hope in a brighter future for the generations to come.
Something he accomplishes through inspiring verses from the Quran, which are rebelliously embedded in the streetscapes as colorful graffiti.
You know, I cannot be there on ground to give my condolences and my support in person, but I can make a piece that shows so much destruction. And graffiti on one of the walls, a very simple phrase, that gives them hope.
The exhibition is on view at the Hartz Gallery in New Milford until February 27th. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.